JazakAllah, Brother Ali Muhadir. With our next, before I go on actually, for those who don't know, Heavenly Match is going on in Exhibit Hall B. It has been going on for some time now. For those who don't know, want to go ahead and go on. But we would recommend you stay here with us. All right. As we go on, our next poll is Sister Huma Wasim, also from LA. So give her a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. This piece I actually wrote when the movement in Bahrain was reaching its peak. Say salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
The revolution will be televised, synchronized with all the lies we will feed you. The revolution will be Twittered. We will fill your minds with litter to cheat you and deceive you. The revolution will be Facebooked to make you take a second look at how good we are at this sport called public relations. But of course, you won't see that. All you will see are the nations we are standing up against, all the rebels we are trying to liberate. You will see what we want you to see, whether it's Al Jazeera, Fox, or the BBC. We will construct your reality and propagate the falsity we have created for you. We will make connections where none exist, claim terrorism where none persists, market it all as analysis, because, after all, what is good PR if not kernels of truths from together by lies, brought to you by disguise, criminalized agents of the state. Real eyes realize real lies. Fallacies crystallize into truisms, brainwashing your minds to foster division, making you paranoid with superstition. We are the tools of politicians, claiming the unbiased position in this global fission, you see? But of course, you all know that. What you know is the status quo, delivering blow after blow of throes of propaganda, making you relish in the glow of your free American life, your white picket fence, your picture-perfect wife trapped in another role of oppression. But before I go off topic, I just want you all to know this. Prisoners of state hatred locked up in mass incarceration units, Guantanamo of the Communications Management Unit. Now, don't act like you all don't know this. You telling me you've never heard of political prisoners in America? And it's no coincidence that most of them happen to be Muslims. Incarcerated under accusations of terrorism, criminals for speaking out against state oppression, let me introduce you to the coalition of liars and thieves that commits treason, jails their brave citizens, the media emblazoned with the symbol of freedom. Never bothers to report this. They're operating on the Saudi payroll, operating under corporate control, hiding the truth about the real victims. Libyans framed as rebels, Palestinians terrorists, Kashmiris, Mujahids, Yemenis divided opposition, Bahrainis with their sectarian strife, never mind the fact that everyone had a tough life. Their protests were rife with chants of not Shias, not Sunnis, just Bahrainis. But the truth has the power to disrupt salaries. Silmiya, Silmiya, amidst imminent danger, though it's hard to be peaceful when surrounded by war. The truth righted on the sacrifices made before. Patience, but it's difficult under this downpour of violence of those trying to silence their voices under a cloud of ambivalence. But keep fighting, though they take your fathers away. Keep fighting, though you see hope decay. Keep fighting, though they blow your mosques away. Keep fighting, though the only hospitals left are few. Keep fighting, because your cause is just and true. Keep fighting, because your message is misconstrued. Keep fighting, though your face may be blue. Keep fighting, though it may be hard to breathe. Keep fighting through this oppressive heat. Keep fighting like the ones who did before. Keep fighting upon their graves you swore. Don't back down from what you're standing for. The fire of justice burns within your core. Resistance rages, though your body may be sore. The bullets of oppression deafening your ears. Go forth and fight. This is no time to fear. With dying, the truth will be clear. Inshallah, we will make them hear your roars of freedom, your struggles, your pain, until the day when finally justice prevails. Thank you.